This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump visited the U.S.-Mexico border on Thursday. Biden urged Congress to reconsider a bipartisan immigration bill that fell apart in the Senate. During Biden's visit to Brownsville, Texas, he urged Trump to reverse his opposition to the bipartisan immigration bill.
I understand my predecessor's legal pass today. So here's what I would say to Mr. Trump. Instead of playing politics with this issue, instead of telling members of Congress to block this legislation, join me, or I'll join you in telling the Congress to pass this bipartisan border security bill. We can do it together. You know, and I know, it's the toughest, most efficient, most effective border security bill this country has ever seen. So instead of playing politics with the issue, why don't we just get together and get it done?
Trump focused on crimes committed by migrants.
Migrant crime. We call it Biden migrant crime, but that's a little bit long. So we'll just leave it. But every time you hear the term migrant crime, you know where that comes from. Allowing thousands and thousands and actually millions and millions of people to come. Could be 15 million, could be 18 million by the time he gets out of office, because hopefully the biggest risk we have is 9 months. That's a long time.
Right.
A lot of bad things can happen.
Immigration is expected to be a key issue in the November presidential election. For years, immigration policy has long been the issue that Washington lawmakers endlessly debate but cannot ever come to a resolution on. Voting is underway in Iran's first parliamentary election since the mass 2022 protests over its mandatory hijab laws. The vote will also see new members elected to Iran's Assembly of Experts. The panel of clerics is mandated to select a new supreme leader if Ayatollah Khomeini steps down or dies, giving their role increased importance. This is VOA News. U.S. officials reacted with concern at the news of civilians killed while trying to get humanitarian aid in Gaza. We get more from VOA's Jeff Custer.
Speaking to reporters as he left the White House Thursday, U.S. President Joe Biden said they were still gathering information on the incident, and as he understood it, there were two versions of what happened. U.S. Agency for International Development Chief Samantha Powers, who was in the West Bank Thursday, said regardless of the circumstances, the incident should never have happened.
I know investigations are underway to find out exactly, again, what happened today. But again, a core principle that applies everywhere USAID and our partners work around the world is that desperate civilians trying to feed their starving families should not be shot at.
Jeff Custer, VOA News.
AP correspondent Karen Chalmers reports on the arrest of an editor of a top Russian independent newspaper.
The editor of a well-known Russian independent newspaper has been detained after being accused of discrediting Russia's military. Sergei Sokolov is the editor of Novaya Gazeta. He was detained by officers from Russia's Center for Combating Extremism. It said the charges are related to an article printed by the newspaper. Administrative charges, such as those given to Sokolov, are usually punishable by a fine or a short prison sentence. The date of Sokolov's hearing is not yet known. I'm Karen Chamas.
In other news, here in the U.S., AP correspondent Ed Donahue is reporting a young Pentagon leak suspect plans to change his plea.
Pentagon leak suspect Jack Teixeira is expected to plead guilty. Teixeira had previously pleaded not guilty. He is the Massachusetts Air National Guard member accused of leaking highly classified military documents about Russia's war in Ukraine and other sensitive national security topics on the social media platform Discord, which is popular with people who play online games. Investigators believe he led a private chat group called Thug Shaker Central. Court papers show the judge was asked to schedule a change of plea hearing next week. He's been behind bars for close to a year. Authorities haven't talked about a possible motive, but accounts of those in the online private chat group describe Teixeira as motivated more by bravado than ideology. I'm Ed Donahue.
The first U.S. spacecraft to land on the moon since the Apollo astronauts has fallen silent a week after breaking a leg and tipping over near the lunar South Pole. Intuitive Machines' lander lasted longer than the company anticipated after it ended up on its side with hobbled power and communications. The end came Thursday as flight controllers received the last photo from the lander. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.